You're back. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
You're here. Hello.
I am here, yeah. You're here too.
We're both here for a two-person hosted podcast. We have two people here. That's a good... After you left me last week.
I did not leave you last week. I never turned up in the first place.
I'm not sure what's worse, actually. If you imagine it's, and I'm not saying that people should imagine us out on a dinner date or anything like that, but...
You know, you've put that image in people's heads now, right? And particularly in your head.
Well, I'm fighting against it. But imagine, you're out on a date. What's worse? Someone kind of rocking up and leaving, or someone just, not rocking up and you're just sat there alone?
So it depends how long they stay. So if they rock up, look at you and then just walk off, that's worse.
Yes. And I'm desperately trying not to think about you in that sort of situation looking at me. Anyway, yes, yeah, we are probably about 2 minutes in and we have already gone to an interesting place.
We have, yeah, yep. So, yeah, how are things? How are you doing?
I don't know. I mean, I guess the good is, it's half terminal. The bad is, you get to spend that little bit more time on things like social media and stuff, and you pay attention to the news, and oh my flipping days. So for the benefit of the recording, this is currently being recorded on the 24th of February 2022, and news broke this morning that Russia has invaded Ukraine, which...
It's sort of been kind of brewing for a little while, and I guess Russia very repeatedly saying that they weren't going to do it, but I don't think anyone really believed them, and then they did.
What do you do
sort of with... scary images coming out from it at the moment.
I've seen one or two,
and it's interesting, isn't it? Because obviously Russia is a huge power, and kind of news is kind of saying that, they're bringing war back to Europe, and they're, potentially talking about this being World War III. Jem, is interesting because obviously there's been a lot of wars since World War II, and I'm never quite sure what constitutes a world war and what just constitutes a war.
And there's been wars in Europe as well.
Probably, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, there has, with the breakup of Yugoslavia and Kosovo as well.
Yeah, is that more like a civil war?
Well,
I don't really know. I'm not an expert in this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we are not experts, for the record out there. But yeah. I guess... Yeah, either way, it sucks.
Yeah, and it's, I think at the moment, there's an awful lot of fear, and a lot of that's around kind of if not knowing what's going to happen, isn't it? Because, it's happened today. Mm. It's not like kind of our government and America and NATO have had a long time to think, are we going to actually send troops in or whatever other response they could do. But sort of you could see it escalating quite quickly to something a lot bigger, or you could see it just dragging on for an incredibly long time with an awful lot of pain and doubt and suffering along the way. And yeah, I think at the moment it's just it's a really big unknown, isn't it?
Yeah, and I imagine this is the first big conflict that is happening in this kind of very much information readily available age, where it's not just access to the internet, it's also how information's presented to us. It's about big emotive headlines and big emotive pictures and lots of stuff being thrown at us a lot of the time. And yeah, what do you do with that?
Well, here's a question for you, Andy.
Yeah.
You're a Christian bloke, right?
Yes.
Well,
I am today, yes.
Okay, well, I'll ask you about tomorrow another day. Sure. What about yesterday?
Yes, I think it was, yes.
Yeah, okay, yes. Cool. So what should a Christian bloke's response to this be, particularly a Christian bloke in the UK, sort of quite removed, but also sort of able, like you say, like able to see an awful lot about it? And yeah, how should we respond to this?
Oh, I kind of want to say prayer. I kind of want to say to pray, but it kind of feels like such a, on one hand, easy answer.
Mm-hmm.
In that, you know, it's like, what do you do with that? I mean, we could go down a political route as well, but yeah, I'm not fairly certain my MP, being the MP he is, probably has the feeling.
He's already quite vocal about it, isn't he? So
yeah,
you know, he doesn't hold back from that kind of thing. And it's interesting with kind of prayer and these kind of big world of events, because there's part of me that kind of goes, well, what could I possibly pray that would be, I want to say useful, but I don't feel like that's the right word.
I think, well, I'm not sure if it's the right word or not. I think it's probably a good word.
Yeah.
And I think that probably sums up my, I guess, feelings of hopelessness over the information and the images and the general idea that we see kind of seeping in.
Yeah, but what do you pray in this kind of situation? Like, are you praying for it to stop, expecting God to, I don't know, change Putin's mind?
Stand in front of Putin and wag his finger or something like that.
Do you pray for it to de-escalate quickly? I don't know how that happens. Is it that we should be, I don't know, praying for wisdom for NATO leaders and government, and we kind of forget about wisdom quite a lot.
I'm fairly certain that's a episode there, ready for the taking. Have we forgotten about wisdom? Or indeed, forget about wisdom?
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
Am I changing the subject because this is a slightly awkward conversation?
Well, yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Because I think the answer is I don't know how to pray about this.
Right.
But I feel like I should. And I have no idea if it will really make a difference or not.
Is there something about trying to be okay with that? or at least accepting it.
Yeah, because I don't think any time you spend praying and talking with God is could ever be considered time wasted.
Okay.
I think, yeah, you could pray about something that's not as useful as other things you could spend time praying about, maybe.
Mm.
Jesus said that, pray or ask and it will be given to you. But we know that that doesn't mean ask God for like a new sports car and the next day it turns up on your doorstep.
Yeah, that's not quite worked yet.
It's more like, if you're praying within God's will, things happen, I think. But in my experience, praying tends to change me more than it changes the situation that I'm in or praying about. So I become the answer to my own prayer. I think with that comment about wisdom as well, is that actually God's given us the ability to make decisions and to choose what we do and to do things. I don't think he's kind of sitting there waiting for us to check everything we should do before we do it. And maybe when we pray, we get more wisdomous. I'm going to go with wisdomous. I don't think that's a real word, but I'm going to go with wisdomous.
That's a fine word, that is.
Yeah, if it's not a real word, it should be.
Yeah. So, okay. Very wise words there, my friends. So, you sound like you're on a roll at the moment. You sound like, to use your words, you sound wisdomless.
You know that's not a real word, right?
I'm claiming it as a real word. It will work for me. It works. It works as a word. You know, it says there's lots of wisdom happening. Anyway. So, what are we meant to pray when, you know, the whole world is a trash can on fire?
Is it okay to say that I don't know?
Is that to me or to God?
Well, I was saying it to you, but saying it to God probably sounds better.
Cool.
Maybe. It's okay to say to God that we don't know what to pray for, isn't it? In the same way, it's okay to get a bit sweary in prayer.
I believe that's the conclusion I came to last week, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's tricky, isn't it? Because, like, you know, we know that bad stuff happens. We don't always know why. Sometimes something good seems to come out of it. Sometimes it just seems for a long time.
Yeah.
And imagine after most wars, it's quite a long time before people will ever start to see anything good come out of it. Because it's, you know, really but something that I think might be useful here. So a few years ago, I read a book by Pete Gregg. I think it was God on Mute. And in it, he's telling the story about how his wife got really sick. And I think she was in hospital at this time in the book. And he didn't know whether she was going to survive or not.
Okay.
And he was sort of, I guess, praying, but he didn't know what to pray, didn't know what to say or what to think. And he said that's the most honest prayer came out of his mouth, which was just two words: "Oh God." And yeah, I can't imagine what that situation is feels like. Fortunately, I've not ever experienced that, but it sort of feels like that's quite an okay prayer to pray, isn't it? So that sort of just kind of crying out to God, where you don't know what to ask for, but you know that you need Him in the answer.
Indeed.
And sort of feels like that's what we need in the whole Russia-Ukraine thing, is that we don't know what the answer is. We don't know what we should be asking for. Because, you know, do you ask it to stop? Do you ask it to stop quickly? Do you ask it to stop easily? Would God even intervene in that? I don't know. But asking for God to be in the answer or in the outcome, or and just going, God, this is for you, this is in your hands, do something.
Yeah, I guess perhaps just saying, oh God.
Yeah, and I'm going to say now, Pete, if you're listening, I'm really sorry if I've misquoted that. I'm pretty certain he listens, doesn't he?
I'm fairly certain all the big Christian writers listen to our podcast.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm just getting confused with Pete from the pub.
His name's Greg.
I thought it was Pete.
Could be Pete, Greg, pub, perhaps. Yeah. Anyway, I feel we should probably try and wrap this up.
Yeah.
Where we go from here, I don't know. I kind of feel like I've said that a lot over the last however many days we've been recording.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. What we can see is that the world's a bit crap and bad stuff happens. And maybe we just need to both go away and pray and say, God, we don't know what is going on. We don't know what to pray, but do something. And then see where it goes from there.
Well, Andy, you've been very wisdomless this evening. Thank you. So much wisdomness. If you lovely listener have any kind of feedback, or if you want to argue, or if you want to suggest actually what we should be praying for, I don't know, please feel free to drop us a message at Messy Pew on either Twitter or Instagram. And I'm now doubting all my life choices. Let's just double check.
So it's at Messy Pew on Twitter and Instagram, and themessypew@gmail.com.
Indeed. I think. It's themessypew@gmail.com. You can send us an email at themessypew@gmail.com, or drop us a message at Messy Pew on Instagram or Twitter, or indeed find us on Facebook as well.
And remember, be excellent to God and to each other, and be wisdomous.